What's up, everyone? Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guru, back with another dose of daily wisdom to help you level up your life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another self-help podcast, haven't we heard it all? Trust me, this ain't your average drink your green juice and meditate for 8 hours spiel. We're talking real talk, practical strategies, and a good dose of humor to keep things fresh. Today's topic is something I'm personally passionate about. The power of taking breaks and practicing self-care. Think about it, ever feel like you're running on fumes? That constant hamster wheel feeling where you're just grinding away, never stopping long enough to catch your breath. We live in a world that glorifies hustle culture, right? Busy has become the new badge of honor. But here is the kicker. True productivity comes from taking strategic breaks and prioritizing self-care. Let me break it down for you with 5 key takeaways that can seriously transform your well-being. First off, understand this. Our brains aren't designed to be on overdrive 24/7. We need downtime to recharge, process information, and come back stronger. Think of it like a phone battery. If you keep using it without recharging, eventually it just dies. Same goes for us. Regular breaks help prevent burnout, boost creativity, and improve focus when you're back on task. Number 2. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about replenishing your energy reserves, both physically and mentally. Think of it as investing in yourself, a high return investment that pays dividends in every aspect of your life. This doesn't necessarily mean bubble baths and fancy spa days, though those are awesome. It could be something as simple as taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or spending quality time with loved ones. Now, let's talk about being intentional with our breaks. Don't just mindlessly scroll through social media that can actually increase stress levels. Engage in activities that truly nourish your soul. Read a good book, learn a new skill, practice mindfulness meditation, or simply disconnect from the digital world and enjoy some quiet time. Speaking of intentionality, it's important to personalize your self-care routine. What works for one person might not work for another. Experiment with different activities until you find what truly resonates with you. Maybe you love hiking, or painting, or playing a musical instrument. Embrace those things that bring you joy and make time for them regularly. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. We all have off days, times when we feel overwhelmed or burnt out. It's okay to acknowledge those feelings and give yourself permission to rest and recharge. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a workout or skip a social event sometimes. The best thing you can do is simply listen to your body and mind. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've been working on that big project for weeks, feeling the pressure mount with each passing day. You're constantly checking emails, meeting deadlines, and pushing yourself to the limit. You're tired, stressed, and starting to feel like you're about to snap. But then, you remember what we talked about today. You take a step back, close your laptop, and go for a walk in the park. As you breathe in the fresh air and listen to the birds chirping, you feel a sense of calm wash over you. You realize that taking a break wasn't a luxury, it was a necessity. It allowed you to clear your head, recharge your batteries, and come back to your work with renewed focus and energy. Remember, self-care isn't about being lazy or avoiding responsibilities, it's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Take regular breaks to recharge, practice self-care intentionally, personalize your routine, and be kind to yourself. This isn't just theory, it's a roadmap for a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. Now go out there, take a break, and invest in yourself. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could use a little dose of stoic wisdom. Let me know what you think in the comments below. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep leveling up.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.